outskirts of Bethlehem, angels had gathered in the night sky for a brilliant announcement like none other.
Jesus had come to the earth as a baby, and the angels were so excited to let the world know about it.
Luke 2 tells us, "And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'"
Even though his arrival was over 2,000 years ago, it was a night mankind would never forget.
What did Jesus mean to the angels? His coming meant good news of great joy for all the people.
Shepherds tending their flocks at night.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
What did Jesus mean to the shepherds? He meant hope for all mankind, that he would come to earth and humble himself, being like them.
Thank you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
Following the star in the sky, these wise men set out for a long, long journey.
The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
And on coming to the house, they saw his child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What did Jesus mean to the wise men? He was a gift more precious than any gift they could ever give him.
Thank you. To some, Christmas can mean sparkling lights on a tree filled with lots of decorations. To others, Christmas can mean ripping into the red and green presents shimmering with ribbons and bows.
And to some, Christmas can mean dashing here and there from one store to another trying to pick out that perfect gift.
Yet without Jesus, there's no angel announcement, no shepherds on the hillside, no manger filled with hay, and no gifts from the wise men.
What does Jesus mean to me? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus means Christmas to me.
Yeah. angels, Jesus meant Christmas, good news for all people.
To the shepherds, Jesus was the humble child in the manger sent for mankind.
To the wise men, Jesus was the King of the Jews.
What does Jesus mean to you and me today?
As it was told by the prophet Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called
Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
Jesus means Christmas to me, amen? Wow, thank you so much, children, for sharing your beautiful voices. And you know what? I want to also recognize those ladies that have spent many hours. Thank you so much, Darlene Pobletti. Let's please give her a hand and stand up. Nordell, thank you so much. Winnie and Irene, each one of you have also contributed time. Merry Christmas to you. I want to invite you all to a special lunch immediately following our service today. So please come and join us. And also, if you need special prayer, come after the service. We'll pray with you here. And now let us pray a closing prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, you are Christmas. And we are grateful, Lord, for the joy of music to bring us to that remembrance, Lord. Thank you for these children, Lord, and their voices. And Lord, may we have a heart of a child as we consider the beauty of Christmas, Lord, in this time. Lord, bless us as we eat, as we celebrate you. This season is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.